From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. Coming up tomorrow, fresh numbers on the state's fiscal situation. The Legislative Analyst's Office is expected to release its evaluation of Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's budget proposals and projections. There are fears California's budget deficit may be bigger than $14.5 billion. That could mean more budget cuts and more borrowing. Later this week, lawmakers face a deadline to introduce bills for this year's session. Legislative committees have scheduled fact-finding hearings on a wide range of issues, including teen driving, obesity, and overcrowding in prisons. That hearing on prison overcrowding happens today in Sacramento. Officials with the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation will deliver an update on their plans to add 53,000 prison beds to the system at a cost of $7.9 billion. But Don Spector of the Prison Law Office, a prisoner advocacy group, says the new beds are slow in coming, and overcrowding is hampering the state's ability to provide constitutionally mandated health care to inmates.
The problem with the conditions has to do with inadequate health care services, and building more new prisons doesn't provide more doctors, better doctors, or better procedures to get adequate health care.
One particularly urgent issue, mental illness. Some experts say the rate of serious cases is four times higher than it is in the general population. One San Francisco program offers an alternative to locking up mentally ill offenders, and it's become an example for other counties. Kelly Wilkinson has this profile.
As usual, Thursday afternoons are crowded inside the second-floor courtroom in San Francisco's Hall of Justice. Inmates in bright orange jumpsuits shuffle in and out of a holding room, and there's a low din of chatter among benches of down-and-out-looking defendants.
Come to order!
They're all here waiting to talk to Judge Mary Morgan.
I got very good report about you. Anything you need to tell me?
This is San Francisco's Behavioral Health Court. It's a program born 5 years ago out of frustration within the criminal justice system over how many mentally ill people cycle in and out of jail. The rate of mental illness among inmates in San Francisco is about double the national average. And Judge Morgan says many have never been treated.
Criminal justice system just becomes this net of last resort, and we are here trying to solve a whole lot of problems that really should be solved someplace else, but here we are, and so we have to try to deal with them.
Dealing with them means identifying inmates with serious mental illness and connecting them with long-term intensive treatment. That's what Behavioral Health Court does, offers inmates court-supervised treatment instead of jail time. To qualify, someone's mental illness must have contributed to their crime, and they must have a major mental illness. Most are schizophrenic or bipolar, and they're often homeless with drug or alcohol problems.
I'm glad to see you, by the way. How are you doing?
A critical component of the program is court oversight. Everyone in the program has to check in with Judge Morgan for feedback on their progress, usually once a week. Today, it was Gailene Page McMahon's turn. She's been in the court program for about 6 months.
It's hard with the mental illness because, you know, I used to hear voices when I was out in the street. I felt like the whole world was talking at me and in my head, you know, and I was alone. I was homeless, I was scared, I didn't know what to do.
Until she entered the program, McMahon was living on the streets and arrested a total of 7 times for various misdemeanors.
And then I kept missing court dates, and I fell into the crack scene.
With help from Behavioral Health Court, McMahon got medication, counseling, and housing. Today, she's living what she calls a normal life, living in her own apartment and going to the movies and bingo. But sometimes there are lapses, dropouts, and epic struggles to recover.
It's very hard. There's always something to pull you away. It's very hard.
Robert Jackson was facing prison time for assault when he joined Behavioral Health Court last year. He says he used to be paranoid and angry, but now he's gaining control over his reactions.
Well, you know, I'm learning how to change myself. I'm learning how to adapt. I'm learning how to cope with my anger and learn different management skills to give me a job.
That happens at places like Citywide Case Management Forensics, one of the treatment centers that works with Behavioral Health Court.
I might be like a volunteer job with the parking wreck.
So are you interested in working, Sabrina?
Yeah.
Kathleen Connolly-Lacey is Citywide's program director. She says a big part of what they do is help people learn how to structure their time and set goals.
These are folks that have generally not been held to having any kind of routine schedule, and having them come up with that on their own is a lot to ask initially.
Citywide is where people go to check in with caseworkers or psychiatrists and attend therapy groups or more lighthearted classes like cooking or crafts.
Recovery is all about getting them the life that they're proud of, that they actually get some enjoyment out of life instead of just struggles.
What line first, please?
Back at the Hall of Justice, Judge Morgan helps people through those struggles.
And the condition is for you to be stable and
from the bench, she gives encouragement to someone who says she wants to start volunteering.
That's wonderful. I think you'll do a very good job there, and I think it's a wonderful contribution to make to the community. A big round of applause.
For another participant, it's admonishment to stay on track.
So, Mr. Marchman, it's really important that you comply with your treatment plan even while you're in custody. So if medication is part of your treatment plan, you need to stay on the treatment plan.
Morgan says behavioral health court is the most hopeful place she's ever seen in the criminal justice system.
There is not a question in my mind that there would be many fewer crimes by people with mental illness if they had the adequate supervision and adequate mental health treatment.
A recent UCSF study backs that up. It found that behavioral health court cut the likelihood of graduates being charged with a new violent crime in half. But it's expensive to provide all that support. Cost was one reason Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger vetoed a bill last year that would have expanded these courts. Still, counties are moving forward on their own. 27 counties in California have adult behavioral health courts, and 7 more are currently in the works. For the California Report, I'm Kelly Wilkinson.
That's the California Report for Tuesday, February 19th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Healthcare Foundation and Cal Hospital Compare, a new website rating hospital quality in California at calhospitalcompare.org. The Wesley Foundation for coverage of immigration issues throughout California, and the California Teachers Association, because every child deserves a chance to learn and no child succeeds alone. More information is available at cta.org.